Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Orgasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Allison, seriously, we need to have a talk. You can't save every dog.
I can't save every dog. I tried to save every dog, though, because I am Super Dog Woman.
No. You can't just. I understand. Okay, we've known each other for a while, and you like to save animals. I understand. Like, dogs need love. We all need love. But you have like 36 pets at your house.
Well, they need some place to live, and I treat them well, so they have to stay with me. I'll have many more. I will happily have 36,000 dogs if they stay safe.
36,000.
If they're gonna stay safe and warm and secure and in a loving home, then I'll have that many dogs. At the moment it's 36, I'm aiming for 36,000. 40,000, why not? Let's push it out.
Wow, okay, well, I'm a good friend, like I always am. I put out an ad Thank you. I put out an ad for free dogs. So you guys are going to have a lot of calls. It's going to happen any minute because I just clicked send. The ad is out there. Free dogs, free cats for everyone.
Free dogs, free cats for everyone.
Yep, you got to give them away.
I've got to give them away.
Yep.
I don't know if I can do that, Sean. That's a very hard thing to do because I've grown very close to these dogs. And to give them away for free, I don't know about that. To give them away at all, it's not something that I'm thinking about at the moment, I'm afraid. Are you saying you want my dogs?
You're gonna have to. Your landlord, you know, I'm tight with your landlord, and he keeps calling me and saying I told her three dogs, not 30,000.
Well, you should have told me you were so tight with my landlord, because I didn't realize that, and he doesn't know about these dogs, so now I'm screwed, thanks very much. If you can find somewhere, because you've now just like screwed me over, if you can find someone who can take a few of my dogs on board and treat them well, then you can happily do that, as long as you can find someone who I know will treat them well.
Done, yep.
Well, awesome. Okay. Have you got some people? How many?
I got some people. You've got a lot of people.
A lot of people. Okay. Well, it's very unlikely that all those people are going to be decent to dogs. Hey Norma, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself. It's so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
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 Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't do that. It's awkward.
Welcome to episode 40, the first ever spur of the moment 4 a.m. podcast. I'm your host, Sean. As always, another podcast, another killer show with a fantastic guest delivered to your ear holes. Thanks for downloading the show. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell your friends, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. I do have a voicemail number. You could drop me a line if you'd like. 510-600-3475. I would love to hear it, and I would love to play it on the show, so go ahead and ring it. I'm not going to answer it. It's not my personal cell phone. I'm not going to say hello. Just, it goes straight to voicemail. Leave voicemail for me, and I would appreciate that. Or you can type me out a message the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. So on today's show, at 4 a.m. in the United States, but it's actually noon in London.
London.
All the way from the UK, way over there. So far in the future, I had to time travel to make this podcast work. She's been on Arthur and Merlin. Is that how I say it?
Arthur and Merlin.
Arthur and Merlin. And I'm sorry, I cut you off. That was totally rude of me. I'm rude. I'm horribly awkward. But she has the best accent in the world. I'm so jealous right now. Allison Harris.
Yay! That's cool. Yay! It's cool hearing Allison Harris in an American accent, so that's good.
Oh, how does this sound like over there?
Just Allison Harris.
Allison Harris.
Harris.
Allison Harris.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. Well done. I don't know. I don't want to say my accent's the best accent in the world, but thank you.
You'd be a liar. for one, I'd say it's pretty damn amazing. I have a friend that lives in Australia, and I'm like, your accent's so beautiful too. And we did a podcast, and whenever I do podcasts with people that are outside of the United States, which is not a lot, I feel dumb. I feel dumber.
Dumb and dumber.
Dumb and dumber.
I don't know why you feel dumb. That's just silliness. But yeah, do you notice a difference in my accent to like the Queen's English, to like a really posh accent? Do you notice the difference?
I don't know if I notice a difference. Only thing I notice. Only thing I do know is it all sounds better than California.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Well, it's funny, you know, because you obviously, I think your accent's really cool. And anyone over in America, awesome. California, wherever, New York. But you're going to think my accent's cool, isn't it? Because you haven't heard it much, I guess. Yeah. But did you like Arthur and Merlin anyway? All those accents.
I did. And I liked your part in there, and I wish it was longer.
I know, me too. Hint, hint to anyone who's listening.
Yeah, we need to see some stuff.
Yeah, but now we don't want to reveal what happens in it, but unfortunately I can't appear in any other Arthur and Merlin films. So I think they might be working on a second one, and I unfortunately might not be.
I've seen all kinds of magic and shit in movies. You can resurrect bodies, you could time travel. I mean, movies, you could do anything. Anything's a possibility.
That's true. You want to kind of keep it a bit realistic, though. Although there is magic, isn't there, as you say, in Arthur and Merlin, so...
I was actually really impressed with some of the stuff on your like, show reel. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Show reel?
It's called a show reel. Yeah, you call it a demo reel, don't you?
A demo
reel. We call it a show reel, yeah.
I love that vigilante one.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that out? Is there anywhere I can watch that?
I think that's literally just been completed, I think. They've been working on it for some time. But unfortunately, I am in the deleted scenes.
Oh.
I don't know why. I just think maybe that scene just might not have worked in the end. Because that often happens, and that you end up on the cutting room floor, as they say. I know that there's a part in... Have you seen the film Testament of Youth? It is a British film. It's got Alicia Vikander in it, who's the new Lara Croft. She was in that film, and there's a part of her best friend that was, as they were filming, she did quite a few scenes, but she was completely cut out in the final film. So it happens to, like, kind of like supporting roles as well, that they can just be completely cut out. And that's what happened to me in Vigilante. But it was... Yeah, still great to have it for my showreel. It's a good little film. So, yeah.
It's great for your showreel. I love your passion. You just got this passion, there's an energy that comes from you. I really like that. I was looking all over on the internet when I first saw that, looking for how I could watch it, and I couldn't. Yeah. And I was pissed. I gave up. I was like, ah.
Well, I'll let you know when the actual film is out. You might want to watch the whole film. But I do have the clip of the scene that I was in, so I could possibly see if I can forward you it. I don't know if you'd be allowed to publicly show it, but yeah, I can definitely send it.
Yeah, I won't tell
that. Maybe, then you can watch it. But yeah, definitely watch the film when it comes out.
Yeah, it was cool. I like that. And there's also, there's another one. I don't know. Is it Tall Tale? Is it something?
Yes, yeah. Now that was a short film that I did for a competition. So a friend of mine, she co-wrote Arthur and Merlin with the director, Marco Van Bell. So Catwood is her name, and she entered this short film competition, which is the Jameson First Shot competition, which is run by Kevin Spacey and his company. Yeah. So it's been going for like about 5 years or something. And him and his production company, which I think are called Trigger Street Productions. Trigger Street, is that right? Kevin Spacey, Trigger Street, something like that. Anyway, so he runs this short film competition where directors slash writers can submit their, so they first write a script, which is what Kat did, and then they get, those people then get shortlisted. And they're about, I think about 12 people then get the opportunity to submit a short film. So Kat asked me to then film the short film, which is The Tall Tale, which is on my showreel. So that was then sent off to Kevin Spacey and the team, and they watched these short films. So I was watched by Kevin Spacey. Hiya. I've been him a lot that now.
Oh, he's hell yeah.
He's just yet to cast me in a film, but I was thinking about it. So he did watch me, and then Kat won. She won the competition with two others. I think she's the first British person to win it there, so that's good. The other two, I think one was from Australia and the other from somewhere in America. I can't remember. but yeah, but Kat is the one that matters. So yeah, so she won, and then she got to go over to LA, I think, and then film with Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
So, and she did her, so the short film that Kat had written was then, she then went over to LA to film that short film starring Maggie Gyllenhaal. So, yeah. But look, so soon they'll be online, I think. So go to Jameson First Shot competition website and you can see, you'll see the winning films.
I like how you call cars Zippy.
Yeah, it's really zippy, really great.
A word you would never hear used, I don't think, in the United States.
No.
I love it.
You know what it means though, right? It just means it's fast. Quite nifty, yeah. Like speedy.
Nifty, that's another word we wouldn't use since the 80s.
Yeah, I don't think we do really, to be fair. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I saw you on Twitter. Actually, I kind of ran across, somebody retweeted your photo of you cosplaying as Lara Croft.
Yeah, that was just, like, I'm sorry.
No, it was probably like in December. It was like way early when I first started this podcast. I have another podcast, but this is the one I branched off and started doing solo. And I was only a couple episodes in when I seen that. I was like, we should do a podcast. And you're like, maybe, no.
I don't know if I said no. I said six maybe. Sure. Let me figure out who you are and what you're all about, and then we'll do it. There, it's good. It's good that we've got in touch now and done it.
Yeah, for sure. You're like, why would I want to go and talk to a guy who calls himself horribly awkward?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, who is this freak?
It makes no sense. It's a curse.
And yet here we are now talking awkwardly.
I'm the most awkward person you ever meet. What other stuff have you done? Are you working on anything new? I want to know all about you, Allison. Let's tell everybody all about you.
Okay, right then. So I was born in 19.
Yeah, where were you born? Was your first cake?
So at the moment, there's nothing in the pipeline, as is often the case with out of work actors, always struggling to find a way. But that's the dream is to just be working full time as an actor and not to have a secondary income. So at the moment, I do other work to support me. So that's just the way it goes. But yeah, so currently there's nothing going on acting wise, but I do have, in the UK there is a commercial called HSL chairs. Mm-hmm. So they're like, do you know your chair commercials?
I've seen you post them on Twitter.
Yeah, so that's currently running at the moment on TV across the UK. So it's just where I'm just like a store assistant, basically helping out the elderly choose their chairs. It's very fun. But yeah, no, it's good because that's from one audition. I've done quite a few jobs through them. So that's all good. And it's still running now. But yeah, apart from that, like last year I went to have you heard of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival?
I have not.
You know, Edinburgh. But I think you guys pronounce it Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. So yeah, there's a huge theatre festival in the summer, and so I did that last year, and just toured the play to various other festivals as well, and then I've done short films and stuff, and Arthur and Merlin, as we've discussed. It's just you don't want to sound downhearted, but you can't help but just, you know, that it's just the reality of it at the moment, is that I'm not exactly where I want to be. And I've been wanting to, like, break into the industry for years and years. So you do get a bit despondent and be like, you know, when is it going to happen? But I'm slowly learning that, you know, if you keep going, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? You're never going to get there. You need to be like, it's happening now. Yeah. So now I'm on the red carpet. Now I'm signing autographs. Now I'm in big films.
Well, I mean, look at you. You're full of energy.
I have the energy, but...
I mean, you're very likable. I mean, I barely knew you for a couple seconds. I just talked to you. I mean, I've talked to you off and on Twitter for a little while trying to set this up. But, I mean, you're like, I'm like, you know what? I could do this right now. You're like, are you sure? I'm like, you know, fuck it. It's 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. podcast. Let's do it. First time ever. Let's do it. You just come on. I mean, see, I feel like you should be in where I'm at 4 a.m., but you're like at noon, so you're just full of energy.
Maybe I would be like this if it was 4 a.m. over here. I might not be as energy, but you're doing very well, to be fair.
Well, typically when I do work, I didn't work tonight, but normally I work 8 or 9 p.m. till 7 a.m. So this is kind of like I'm working time, so.
Yeah. Right, okay. So when you're going to get your head down and go to sleep, what time is that?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Whenever we're done with this, probably.
Okay. And then you'll wake up at about 2.
I wake up at 3 p.m.
3 p.m., that's it, yeah. Nice.
But see, I don't get a lot of sleep on the weekends, so the very last day, Sunday night, I get a couple of hours extra sleep. That way, I don't feel like shit on Monday going into work. And then, I'll only have to work Monday through Thursday this week, and then I'm off for 10 days, and I'm excited to do nothing. That's my vacation. My vacations are, I want to do nothing. Nothing at all.
So are you going elsewhere at all? Or are you just staying at home doing nothing? Or are you going to go away?
Nope.
Yeah, staying at home.
Yeah, nothing. When I say nothing, I mean, I just don't want to have a schedule for 10 days. I would love to, I'll probably go to the movies. There's a couple of movies I want to see, and I'll have more time to do it, so.
Yeah, brilliant. So
go ahead. This is your show. Go for it.
Smash show.
The Allison show. Go.
The Allison show. I was going to ask about you, even though it's my show. I was going to ask. So this is what the podcast that you do is all you do full time. This is your full time job.
The podcast? No. I go out.
Here we go.
Podcast is my side thing. This is what I do personally, but I clean sidewalks at parking lots with pressure washing all night, you know.
Okay.
When the businesses are closed.
Okay, all right then. Yeah,
my life is pretty boring.
Well, this part of it isn't there.
That's true.
Podcast part, are you wanting to do would you want to make a full-time career out of it then, doing podcasts?
You know what? I would actually love that. I would love to make it's not easy. It's hard to get a podcast really rolling where you got the thousands and thousands of downloads that can get you sponsors. You can go on the radio, but I'm too dumb. I am literally too dumb to do radio. I can't do anything like that because I can barely get the words out of my mouth right now. So if I had to do it under the pressure, it's not happening.
I don't know about that. I think you're doing quite well.
Oh, thanks.
I don't think you're as dumb as you think.
You don't know what goes on in my head. Yeah, my head's foggy all the time.
To be fair, I can be quite like that. But I think, like, when you're under pressure, though, you seem to – something just switches and you seem to deliver really well. I think if you're constantly overthinking about something, then I think it becomes worse. Don't you think? Don't you find that?
Yeah, that's my problem is I think – I double think everything before I say it, I think.
Yeah, second guess yourself instead of just coming out with it.
Yeah, that's I have a lot of social anxiety, like crazy social anxiety. I'm okay. Oh, we're gonna go deep or what? Okay, thanks for the therapy, Allison. This is great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm self-conscious about everything. I'll record podcasts and then directly after I'm done with them, go, I sounded like an idiot. I don't want to put it out, but I put it out anyways.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, I don't know how great this is going to be. And if it's really bad, I don't know whether to say, don't put it up. But then again, you know, you just got to do with it, just roll with it. And then, and it's been fun. There isn't anything too awkward about what we're doing at the moment, is there?
Not yet.
We've flowed, all right? There hasn't been too many silences.
Yeah, it's just a conversation. People like to, most people who listen to podcasts listen to them on their phones at work.
Yeah.
And really, you just want a conversation in your head to listen to and distract you from your boring ass job. Like I do. When I go to work, I listen to 40 hours of podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Most of my friends are all podcasters, all different kinds of podcasts. I mean, from video game podcasts to horror podcasts to comedy podcasts. I mean, I listen to them all and I have friends that do most of them. So it's kind of like I'm just listening to my friends while I work.
Yeah. Fair enough. In all honesty, I don't listen to many podcasts. I should listen to more, I think. I started listening to some on like philosophers and stuff like that. But yeah, I haven't done that for a while.
That's what I should do.
Yeah, well, maybe just listening to like random conversations would be nice as well. Just to take your mind off stuff is good, isn't it?
Sometimes. It all depends. I just like to be distracted from what I'm doing. And
yeah.
Sometimes I'll learn stuff. So you're all into Tomb Raider. Are you a gamer?
Right. So my brother was all into games, still is. When I was younger and he was younger, like we did play a lot of games together. And he had the PlayStation. Did he have it on the PlayStation? I think he must have had PlayStation 1 or whatever and had Tomb Raider on that. And so I got introduced to it through him and was playing it and loved it. I just played it a lot, and that was the only game really that I played. And then, obviously, like I was into acting then as well. And then I just like as I got older, I was just like, you know, Lara Croft would be a great character to play. And then, of course, Angelina Jolie was playing her, and I was just like, yeah, well, she can go and do it then. and I was like, yeah, you know, I've still thought that would be such a cool character to play because she's such a strong, inspirational woman, and just. Her being kick-ass as well and just like the physical element to it, so I was like, that was so good to play. And then they're doing the reboots and I was like, oh my word, okay, they don't want Angelina Jolie, they want someone new and fresh. I was like, this is so could be me, this is it now. And I tried so hard because basically, you know, as an actor you've got your agent and everything and they should push for you, but you want to do your own work a bit as well. So kind of if you can like let your agent, inform your agent that, you know, the part that you want to play and stuff, and then they need to keep a lookout for it as well, or any casting information. And so I wanted to do my own work as well on it. But you've got to like submit yourself to the casting director because the director really hasn't got, they don't initially have a say. Well, they do have a say in it, but they don't. They aren't the ones who submit the breakdown for a character. That makes sense. It's the casting director. So you want to get in touch with the casting director, but there wasn't a casting director for the new Tomb Raider. I couldn't see them anywhere. So the next best thing was contact the production team, which was GK Films. So I just emailed them, let them be aware of me. I phoned them. So I phoned America. I phoned GK Films in America. And, you know, it cost me £2 or something. But I phoned them up and I was just like, yeah, is there any news on the casting of Lara Croft yet? And they were like, no, nothing yet, but we'll keep our details, blah, blah, blah. So I did that. I sent a little video saying how enthusiastic I was and keen I was to play the part of Lara Croft. And then did that little... I've made myself up to look like her just to say, like, this
you
is what
you did, too. It was awesome.
So that's the best you can do is just try and get yourself out there because they don't know me because I'm not huge at all, so they don't know of me, so you have to try and find ways to get noticed. And so that's what I did, and then found out that Alicia Vikander got the role, which is fair enough because she's, you know, Oscar-winning actress and she's getting bigger and bigger, so they're going to want someone like that, which is fair enough, but yeah. I tried. At least I tried.
Have you seen Ex Machina?
Yes. Yes.
Great movie.
Yeah, it is very good. Very, very good. Yeah, she's excellent in that.
You know, there were some rumors going around for a little bit, because I have a gaming podcast, and all we do is talk about games. We've had this podcast for over 2 years now, and there's been, like, little rumors of a Tomb Raider movie coming in. Tomb Raider is, like, my jam. Tomb Raider is one of my favorite series. Other than the Bioshock series, it's, like, they're, like, tied for, like, number one. I love Lara Croft Tomb Raider, the new one. Yeah. I love the both the new reboots. But there was also, like, some rumors that Daisy Ridley was maybe going to get it, and I was like, oh, I was excited. That would have been awesome, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would have been a bit odd, though, because she's, synonymous with Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So it would have been a bit odd, I think, to have her as Lara Croft as well. She would have suited the character well, because Star Wars is so huge, and she's obviously, yeah, like, a big part in it. It would just have been a bit too, I don't know. I just don't think it would have
too much
gone
to well.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So I think Alicia is a great, great choice. Because she's not been in anything like that before.
Ex Machina, you really don't even know who she is. When I saw the picture of her, I was like, who is this chick? She kind of looks familiar.
Well, she was in the Testament of Youth film that I was talking about before. That was like her first big film, or UK film. So I've known her from that. And then, you know, doing the Ex Machina, whatever you pronounce it. I keep thinking it's Ex Machina, Ex Machina.
A lot of people think it's Ex Machina.
Who's done that? So when she did that, so that blew her up a bit more. And then being in that The Danish Girl, have you seen that? With Eddie Redmayne?
No, I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, so I haven't seen that either. But yeah, so that's what she won the Oscar on. So she's just slowly getting more and more well-known. But now, yeah, Tomb Raider is just going to be huge.
But damn it, they should have had Allison as Lara Croft. We need to start a riot, a petition, something.
Something.
Something. But let's get it rolling.
If I can try and get just a little role in it, that would be great.
Yeah, just pop in there and go, hi, Laura.
Yeah.
Have fun on your journey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just wipe her off.
I mean, that's cool. I've never been on a movie set or anything. All this, I mean, I do live in California, and you know, Hollywood's like 4 hours away, but I never go there.
Oh, well, missing out. Yeah, you should just do apply to be an extra, you know, background artist.
Mm-mm.
I've done a lot of that work. Yeah, but you don't have to do anything. You literally
cameras
just
scare me. Cameras.
Yeah, but you don't, just ignore them. Ignore the cameras. You're just going to walk back and forth as a passerby, you know, and then that's it. And you get paid a fair amount. I don't know what the pay is over in America, but here it's about, you can get about £80 a day. That's the general wage, I think, for doing that. Just walking by and just sitting around. It's a long day. You can have long days waiting around. But
my buddy Ted just did it. He was an extra for this movie. I don't know what it is. It's a horror movie. And he was the guy... he was just talking about this earlier on the podcast. He was the guy that was like the taking the piss guy. So he'd sit at the table, and when they cue him, he'd get up and go take a piss, or he'd walk to the bathroom, then have him go back. He said he sat there all day. He sat in front of plates of this disgusting smelling food that he couldn't touch, and he didn't get paid anything.
He didn't get paid anything? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not good.
Did it for the fun of doing it.
The fun of it, yeah, but still. Yeah, there's a few of those about, and they're just like, yeah, we just need some extra people, some background people. We can't afford to pay you, but we'll give you food and stuff, and it's like, it's not great. But hey, if you didn't mind that, I guess, you know, that's cool. But it's better when you get paid for it.
Everything's better when you get paid. Back in 19... Oh, God, was I in high school? 1990. Shit, I don't know if I was in junior high or high school, but they had the Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop? I think that's what it is. It's at the theme park that was close by when I lived in the Bay Area. And they got all the kids who wanted to go. They bussed them over to the theme park to hang out all day. They didn't get paid any money. They were all underage and in high school or junior high. They just got food, but... Then you gotta take the whole day off of school.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's definitely cool. Yeah, I would like that.
No, I was scared. My anxiety. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Well, just, you know, there's nothing to worry about. It's just good. But it'd be cool to just, like, see the pros at work. You can learn a lot from watching them. Well, if you want to be an actor, you can learn a lot. But just to be on set with them anyway, it's cool. Yeah, a lot of people do. It's fun to do. I definitely recommend doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up very scared of everything. I didn't do a lot of stuff out of fear and anxiety. I mean, to the point where I would flunk tests because I wouldn't go in front of the class and do a report in front or read anything in front of the class. I'd just take an F for it, and I didn't pass. I barely passed a lot of my classes. You know, as long as I got a D, I passed when I was younger because I was that scared. I grew up in fear.
Where did that come from then, do you think? Why were you so scared of everything?
I don't know.
Gonna go deep again now.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I don't mind going deep. Get your paper out. I'm definitely an open book. I don't know what it is. I always grew up very fearful of a lot of stuff. And I remember I had a girlfriend who wanted to go to the prom in high school, and she said she'd break up with me if I didn't go, and I was about to let that happen.
Oh no.
Out of fear.
Oh man. What did it happen then? Did you not go?
I ended up going.
Oh, good. Because you the fear of losing her was bigger than the fear of going.
Yeah, you know, young love. You think you think it's gonna be forever. So.
Yeah, it's a shame. Fear is so bad because it just holds you back from doing so much.
Yeah, it does. Do you have any? Are you like open socially? Are you open? Can you just walk up to people and go, "Hey, how you doing? Let's hang out."
No. I think I just walk up to someone and go, "Hey." Yeah, well, it's funny because I'm more like, because being an actress, I'm quite I can talk to people who are strangers easier than I can talk to people who I know a bit. Versus people I know really well. Like if I know them really well and they know me, then it's easy to talk to. If I just know them a little bit, like say me and you met, it might be a bit like, "Oh, hi," because I don't know you that well. I think over here, when it's like this, it's a bit different. But then strangers, like, so basically, because I've done waitressing before, so talking to strangers in that way, I find that much easier. But then if I had to hang out with them, like, I don't know, it's funny, I can get a bit awkward then. But I think that's all down to yourself. Like if you're not comfortable with yourself and who you are, then you're going to find it awkward with other people. It's all about going back to the roots and inside and learning who you are.
I'm learning something. I'm learning some stuff. I need to learn who I am. I'm kind of like right now doing this podcast was not, that my anxiety levels were very low. I don't know if it's because it's 4 a.m. But yeah. If we would have done this back in December when I first hit you up, it would have been a lot higher because I wasn't as comfortable with just like talking one-on-one with people I didn't know. I mean, when I first started a podcast, I was scared to death of doing Skype. Just I was getting nervous. Like, oh, let's do cameras. And I'm nervous. So you see me, I move around a lot. I look around.
Yeah. Well, same. Like, I get that. And same, when we just start talking, then you were like, "Hey, let's do a podcast now." I'd be like, okay, I don't know about that. Yeah, it is. It does become a bit, because you're unsure, because you don't know what it's all about. I mean, I still didn't today, but because we'd spoke a bit more, I guess, and we'd gradually worked up to talking to each other like that, doing the podcast, then it was, coming to it now, it's a bit better, isn't it? As you say, the anxiety levels have dropped a bit because we've talked to each other for a bit and we kind of know each other a bit better. But yeah, it's a funny odd thing. It's good that I don't think being too fearful is, well, no, it gets wrong. If you've got a bit of fear, I think it's okay. You should, I think it's healthy to have a bit of like anxiety and a bit like, oh, I don't know if I should do this. But then, then I think you should go for it because you feel so much better for it, and you can learn a lot from it.
I'm just really critical of myself. Like when I listen back to my podcast, and I usually typically listen back to most of them, Because I can learn from that. Like, I could have flowed this better. I could have asked questions here. It helps me. It just helps me work on the next podcast when I listen to the previous podcast. So, but I couldn't imagine. When you do a film movie, and you see yourself, you go and you see the premiere, however you saw the Arthur and Merlin.
Yeah.
I'm stumbling over that. So it doesn't flow out.
It's your accent.
Arthur and Merlin. It doesn't flow out. I don't know. There's something about it. It doesn't flow. It doesn't roll off my tongue very easily. Arthur and Merlin.
Yeah.
Okay. So you say it sounds so awesome when you say it. I'll never sound that cool.
Yeah. It's the accent, isn't it?
So when you go see yourself on the big screen.
Yeah.
Do you automatically just right away just start critiquing the shit out of yourself? Like me, I'd be like, okay, look at it. I could tell right there I wasn't into it. Oh, I shouldn't have blinked twice right there. Oh, look at me. Look at my something. Look at my big ears. Me, I'd be like, look at my big ears. Look at my bald head. Look at my ugly teeth. Look at me. I'm ugly. Why am I up there? Oh, can I get out of this movie, please? Let me out.
Well, you get used to seeing yourself, I think, on screen. But with Arthur and Merlin, because that's the first time I've seen myself in a big scale, I guess, on a big screen with quite a few people. You're a bit like, oh, because you want it to be the best work that you've done, and you want to hope that, because I don't like looking at myself and not believing my own performance. Like if I'm watching it and I'm like cringing at myself, then I don't like that. I'm like, oh my word, this is awful. Because I think then everyone else will be like, oh, she's so bad. But for Arthur and Merlin in particular, I guess, when you first see yourself on the screen, the camera's panning around and there you are, it's like, oh. But I don't necessarily look and think and judge how I'm looking so much. It's more, I don't know, it's more on the delivery and everything of my performance. So when I first, it's difficult to say. So I don't think I'm too hard on myself. But if there's moments when if I don't believe what I'm saying, then yeah, I'd be a bit cringy and think, well, I need to do that better. But I think it's really important to watch yourself back, because you can learn from your own self, from your own performance, and do things better. But then again, like, to contradict what I just said, you don't want to think about your performance too much, because you just want to be in the moment when you're actually doing it. When they say action, you're there in the moment and you just want to deliver it, and hopefully, you know, it will come across as genuine as it was when you were doing it. So it goes both ways. But see, now I'm just bumbling on now. I don't know really well what I'm saying.
I love it. I love it. Like I said, I'll just listen to you talk all day or night or whatever this is. I don't even know anymore.
No, I don't know.
It's awesome.
But I definitely keep watching myself. It's always, when you're first on the screen, it is a bit cringy, but I think you just got to get over that and just, I feel like I've done a good job when I can watch me on there, or that character, and see it as a character and not me. That makes sense.
That's cool. Yeah. That's
interesting. So that's where you want to get to, and just see it as Branwen, who's the character in Arthur and Merlin. So just see that's Branwen, rather than that's me, like 10 years Branwen. So yeah, that's the point you want to get to, I think.
That's awesome. I couldn't imagine like seeing things like just kind of fade, like that's not me, that's a character. That's really cool.
I think, I mean, when you first see yourself, I think you're going to be like, oh, that's me. But then you've got to run away. But then, as you get used to watching it, and you just like that, you know, just kind of forget that it's you and just enjoy it for what it is and be proud.
Be proud. You kick ass on camera. You know what? It's weird because you can't stress on the small details because nobody else sees any of that stuff.
Yeah. No, exactly. And it's always worse in your mind than in anyone else's. So you kind of, what's the point? There's no point being an actor either if you, I was going to say there's no point if you don't like watching yourself, but I guess I don't know. I guess it's not for the. It's not for you really to enjoy it necessarily. It's for the people, isn't it? But I don't know what I'm talking about now. Let's talk about something else.
Ah, this is awesome. This is awesome. What other stuff have you done? I know there was some other stuff on your show reel. If I'm not mistaken, there was one you were actually a prostitute. Is that not true?
I don't think it's on the show reel. I don't think it's on the show reel, but is it?
It's on there. And you come to the door and you're like, hey, what do you want? Hey.
No, I wasn't a prostitute. That was... Hey. I was a mother. I was like a drunken mother having a party, forgetting that she dropped her son off somewhere or something, or didn't come home with a son.
I'll have to edit that out. I called you a prostitute. No, actually, I was looking, like, right before we started, I'm like, I need to go on IMDb really quick to see what you have. And there is something that says prostitute, right?
Yeah, there is. Right, okay. So on my showreel, I'm not a prostitute, even though it just kind of look like I am. But on IMDb, there is a credit that says that I'm a prostitute on Peaky Blinders. If you know Peaky Blinders.
My roommates watched it. You were on there?
Only as an extra.
That's cool, though.
But it was a prostitute, so I put it on IMDb because Peaky Blinders is quite big. So I thought
it just got awkward. I said prostitute. I feel so bad right now.
No, you're kind of right, but yeah, for the different wrong character.
Yeah, I just twisted him up. So
yeah,
take what I said and turn it around.
Turn it around.
I said, just like always, forget what I say.
Forget it. Move on. It's over.
So let's talk about your boyfriend. Is he a hunk?
Yeah, man.
He's got to be, right? Is he a big buff dude?
Is that what you expect?
That's what I expect. I expect this guy's got to be top notch.
Aww. You're saying I'd only go for top notch people?
Well, that's what you deserve, right?
That's sweet. He's not a buff, no. But he's very lovely. His main job isn't as a drummer, but he does drum. He's a drummer, but that's not all he does. So he runs a company in the UK, in London, called Full Circle. And he's the manager of the entertainment section. So they have different, various sections, and he has entertainment. It's his own company that he's built up with three other people, I think. And yeah, he's the manager of that and of the entertainment. And so he books out acts like magicians, burlesque dancers, stuff like that, singers, models. He'll book them out to various events and saying that about, yeah.
So he's like an entertainment pimp.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. A PR person, I think. So he does that and he's a lovely. His name's Richard.
Hey, Richard, you know what? Chicks dig musicians. I need to pick up drumming or guitar or something cool.
Podcasting
is not working. Podcasting is just a way for everyone to see the flaws in the way I talk.
Well, yeah, but then if you get someone who likes you for that, then bam, you've got a winner there.
Not going to happen. I'm like, hey, I got to do podcasts, so... we can't hang out Friday. We can't hang out on Saturday nights because that's when I do the Horrible Gamers podcast. And we can't hang out on Sundays or whatever day I need to do Horribly Awkward. So I just have a girl chilling back here, like on the bed, like, hey, you got to shut up. I'm doing a podcast.
Yeah, but if you find the one, you'll have to compromise, won't you? You'll make it work.
Yeah, well, I'll just bring her into it and then I'll have, I'll have two mics set up right here and she'll be like, hey, Allison. Like, what's up? Yeah, Allison, meet my girlfriend. Hey.
Yeah, or you could just do that.
Yeah, there it goes. There's the awkward part.
That's the awkward part.
It is now 5 a.m.
Yeah, almost. 5-1 here.
Almost 5 a.m. and we're podcasting. This is the best thing ever. I'll probably never do this again. And
yes, I feel so honored.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying I wouldn't do it again if I had to, if I had the choice, or if you ever have like another movie or something coming out, I'm sure I'd want to talk about it and I'd have to do this again.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
No, I meant being the first that you're up at 4 a.m. to talk to, being the first person that you've talked to at 4 a.m. So that's good. That's cool. and all the way over here in the UK.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all. I see the sun coming through your windows. Everything's bright. Or maybe that's just a light. I don't know. It's very bright.
No, yeah, I haven't got the light on. So, yeah, that's the sun coming through. It's a bit cloudy over here in London.
I love the clouds. So what are some dream jobs you would love to have?
So apart from Lara Croft.
Apart from Lara Croft, of course. That's the dream. If they give me the part, I'd throw a wig on and be Lara Croft. Like, I love Lara Croft. Yes.
If you got the part, you'd go, I know someone who can do this better than me. Yes.
If I could legally get married to a character that is not actually real, I would do it.
You do it. Yes. But why don't you fight for that?
I'll take my Xbox or my PS4. I drive over to Vegas. I go in one of those halls, pay them the $20, have them marry me to the console. If that's whatever it takes, like Laura's going to be mine one day.
Wow, okay. Well, people have done that with inanimate objects, haven't they? They've done it with cars, etc. I'm sure they've married cars. There was a program on it. There's the program we have over here in the UK called This Morning. And they had someone on it who was married to a car or something. Oh, were they married? Wow. Just had a relationship with a car, I don't know. But
I wonder what their sex life is like. I don't wonder. I don't need to know, but I wonder.
Don't need to know. Just know that there's love there. There's
a love there, box. Yeah. There's a love, sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, dream role. So, you know what? I'm all about just a strong character. The story is really moving and inspiring, and obviously and the character is as well, then that's what I'd want to do. Just something that's really well written, and I love period dramas, so doing Arthur and Merlin, something like Arthur and Merlin again would be amazing. But at the moment, it's just really anything. Just anything that has a good story and an inspirational character, then I'm there, then I'd love to do it. But at this stage, you kind of can't pick and choose.
Game of Thrones? Would you do Game of Thrones?
That would be cool. You know, I haven't seen any of Game of Thrones because I don't have Sky because it's on Sky over here. And so I don't have the channel for it.
Oh, yeah. You guys call it Sky? It's called Sky over there? Wow. Oh, it's HBO here.
HBO, so. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, we've got Sky. But we can get on DVD now, can't you? So I might just get the box set one day. But yeah, Game of Thrones would be cool. But mainly just because it's so huge. And it'd have to be a really, really good character, I guess, which
the stories are always complex, and I've been watching it since day one, and I can't even follow the story. It's just, I have no idea what's going on, but I still watch it.
Yeah, cool. It's for the naked women, isn't it?
There's not that many naked women. There's maybe a naked woman every, like, I don't know, and just every handful of episodes. It's just, that doesn't happen very often. I love Peter Dinklage, him as Tyrion, you know, the little short dude. He's so good at it.
Good, yeah. No, I haven't. I should watch it because it's so big. But yeah.
So Lara Croft. Lara Croft is what you want. We're gonna make that happen. Everybody listening, go on Twitter. Look at who's doing Lara Croft. Who's doing the Tomb Raider movie?
It's GK Films.
Okay, we're all going to gang together and we're going to get you this.
Yes. I have a petition. Get me in there. Yeah, but then I'll feel bad for Alicia.
Yeah, I know. She
But yeah, just even a little part in it would be great. But I love the Harry Potter films as well. You know, Harry Potter. So, and they're doing that Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. You heard about that?
I did see the trailer for that.
Yes, that was good. Anything like that is great. Any fantasy. But it's just because it's got such a good story, though. Such a good story and such good characters. So, you know, when it has stuff like that, then yeah. And anything that Emma Watson is in, I could see myself doing similar characters to her. So, yeah.
Emma Watson. I love that movie she did. It's such a weird movie. The Bling Ring.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know. I didn't like that too much.
I thought it was cool. I thought the concept of it was just different enough for me to, okay, I could turn my brain off and watch this silly movie.
Yeah, it's not that. Yeah, it's nothing really to it. So it's just like showing a series of events that happened, I guess. There's no real character background to any of them. So you can't, for me personally, I couldn't feel any connection to any of them because you didn't know about any of the characters. It's just, doing their criminal activity.
No one gives a crap about the story in that movie. It's like, I just want to watch these girls break into celebrities' houses and steal their clothes.
Yeah. But cool. No, she's doing well, though. I really like Emma Watson.
Watson is cool. Yeah. I watched another movie of hers recently, but I didn't finish it. I fell asleep. I have this thing, if I fall asleep watching a movie, it's hard for me to, like, wake up and rewatch what I missed. I don't know if you ever do that. I do it all the time.
I never fall asleep during a movie. I get tired, and as soon as I'm getting tired, I'm like, oh, I've got to... Because I can't fall asleep to anything, any noise, or any music, any film or any TV thing going off, any lights or anything like that. I can't sleep. So if I'm getting tired while I'm watching a movie, then, yeah, I'll just have to stop it and then go to sleep. But I don't actually fall asleep while it's still on because I just can't do that.
I have sleep apnea, so I'll fall asleep.
Well, yeah, you have dodgy work times. So.
Yeah, I'll just be. I'll watch movies all the time and fall asleep, or shows, and I'm like, shit, I might as well stop it. Don't try to fight your sleep. You know, when your body's saying go to sleep.
Just yeah, should just do it. Exactly. Yeah. But it's never a good sign, though, is it, to fall asleep during a movie? If it's really gripping, no matter how tired you are, you're going to want to stay and watch it, surely.
Not me. I'll watch the best movie ever, and I'll fall asleep.
Did you fall asleep during Arthur and Merlin?
I did not.
Good.
I don't think I watched it very late, though.
Okay. Did you watch all of it, or just my bit?
I did watch it. I don't remember much of it. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I have this hard thing about remembering movies. I did watch it. I promise you I watched the whole thing till the end. I'm just trying to remember what happened. I remember you were yelling and you're walking with your kids. Well, your movie kids.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's weird because looking at you on the screen or in the movie, you don't really look like yourself. You look a lot different.
Yeah. Well, I don't wear my glasses. Sometimes, like, I'm not wearing my glasses. I look different. Do you look different without your glasses?
I usually don't even wear my glasses.
They're not that much different, to be fair.
Yeah, the glasses make me look semi-smart. So I'm like, hey, Allison, do I look smarter with my glasses? No. I should probably wear glasses more often.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I like it because people do often think I look quite different without my glasses on. So if I look different, if I look one way on screen and then I put my glasses on and I look another way, then, you know, it's like being incognito. No one will ever know that it's Allison Harris.
How old were you when you first decided that you wanted to act?
You know what? I think there's an age that I can pinpoint where I went, where I was like, yes, I want to act now. It's just something that I've always wanted to do. As cliche as it sounds, it's just, when I was younger, I wanted to be in a band as well. And I did dance and stuff and gymnastics, but I always wanted to act. So, but I can't remember when I suddenly was like, you know, some actors are like, they're watching a film and they're like, yes, that's what I want to do. Don't remember doing that. I just always remember wanting to perform. So yeah, it's a bit boring, but that's the truth.
Not boring. Yeah. I do see some big stuff that's going to happen. I feel like something big is going to happen for you.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm glad we got a chance to talk right now, because when it does happen, I'm like, yeah, I talked to Allison just a couple months ago. Now she's too big to say hi anymore. I say hi to her, and she says, who dis? New phone. Who dis?
Who dis, man? No, I'll always remember this awkward conversation.
Oh, wow, thanks. Awkward.
I won't forget this, no. But it's good. I really hope that something comes about soon. Because I recently turned 30, believe it or not. So, and I really, you know, I really hope to have made it by now. So, you know, this has got to be the time when it happens. Especially, like, mainly for, like, family and stuff, because often when I go back and visit my family, they're like, so what are you doing at the moment? What are you up to? And it's like, and it's so horrible to have to say nothing, not a lot at the moment. I want to be like, right, I'm in this, I'm doing that, blah, 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 this, that. I'm in this huge film. So, you know, that's always good. And because often you think, you know, your family's always going to be like, because they know it's something that I've always wanted to do. But when it's not happening at the moment, they probably have this little, they hope I'm going to do really well. But I think there's this little bit of doubt where they think she really needs to get a proper job.
No, don't do it. Don't give in to the man.
Anyway, but that's, you do get that impression from some of them. Not all of them. They are all really supportive. Don't you? If you're listening to this family, you are very supportive.
I love you.
Want me to do well, but and they come and see my shows and everything. It's brilliant, but yeah, you do just get a little bit of an impression that they're thinking, I think, you know, it's not really happening for her, is it? So maybe she should go and work somewhere else where she's got a secure income. But don't do that. You've got to keep fighting for what you really want to do. Because why live a life of just working to get money that, and you're not really that happy in the job that you're doing. It's not satisfying you. You just keep working to then earn enough money to go on vacation, go on holiday, and then you go back to work again and keep doing it. And you just support your family and everything, but you forget about what you really want to do. So I never want to forget that, and I want to just keep on keeping on, and it will happen.
Keep on keeping on. You gotta keep on keeping on. Yeah, my first 5 a.m. singing session. Let's do it. You gotta keep on.
I've got a guitar over there. You can see.
You do it. Can you play guitar?
No.
Why'd you show me?
I know. I'm sorry.
Also, the biggest buzzkill. I got this cool guitar. I'm like, yes, play it. No.
Nope. I can't play. I know, that's another thing. So I've got so many stuff that I want to, so much stuff I want to do. It's just finding time to, well, prioritizing really. It's just being like, right, I'm going to do this now. I want to learn Spanish as well. So it's like, I need to find the time to learn Spanish, play the guitar, and work on the acting. So, but
okay,
yeah.
When you learn Spanish with your accent, I got to hear that.
Okay.
You know, like, over here it's like half Spanish. You know, there's so much Spanish in my area of California.
So is there?
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah, because we're, you know, since we're right above Mexico, there's Spanish everywhere.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's lovely. I love Spanish.
Me amo Sean.
Good. That's it. That's all. I don't know. Buenos dias. Buenos tardes.
Okay. Did you just look at something to read that?
No, I looked at the time to see. Just thinking of what's afternoon in Spanish. But I think it's just buenas tardes, which is good day.
I don't know.
Is it? And then buenas noches, good night.
Yeah, I know that one, yes.
And there's another one, isn't there? Tardes, noches, and I'm sure there's something else. But anyway, good day, good night, and what's good morning? Is there a good morning?
I don't say good morning. When instead of me saying good morning, I say good night because that's when I'm going to bed.
Okay, that's all you need to know. But yeah, anyway, that's my things to do. I've just got to prioritize and start learning it bit by bit. So I've got an app called Duolingo.
Duolingo?
I think it's Duolingo. Hang on.
You're learning how to speak a different language through an app?
Through an app. Can you see that? Probably can't see it.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, wait. Focus.
Is it there?
It's there, but I can't see it because of the white background.
That's, sorry. So it's Duo, as in two, Lingo. So you're speaking two languages. And one that you're speaking now. Learning another one, I think. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. So yeah, it's from an app. Someone had it, a friend of mine had it, and I was just like, they were learning Spanish actually, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So I did one. So you can have like up to 20 minute stints of learning the language. And so obviously I'm starting to learn Spanish, but I've just had one 20 minute stint where I just learned about what a girl and a boy is or something, and then haven't gone back to it since.
That's awesome. That's cool. I should do that.
Yeah, do it. It's just you have to like almost force, you have to get into the habit of doing things like that though, don't you? Like playing the guitar as well. You just think that other things are more important or you're, yeah, it's just retraining your mind and getting into the habit of doing things that you really wanted to do, which sounds silly because you think like, oh, I really want to do that, but then you never get around to doing it and you think you're like, oh, I don't have the time and stuff. And it's like, well, you probably do. It's just arranging your time better, I guess, and getting into the habit of doing 20 minutes of learning Spanish, 20 minutes of guitar, 20 minutes of this and that and that, and just keep doing that. Yeah,
same. It's the same with anything. Like I was getting in a habit of waking up. I wake up at 2:30 p.m. and I was getting in the habit of running 2 miles because I have a 1 mile like track right outside my apartment. So I was getting in the and just, you know, doing it every day. It was becoming like a ritual, and it feels good to get out there and do it. But the day you stop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm not doing this anymore. Then the next day, you're like, I don't want to run. The next day, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, you need to keep it up, don't you? No. Well, I did that with exercise myself as well. Well, I've actually stuck to it quite well. But there was a time when I started out, I'd do it for a block, and then you just, as you say, you stop for a day, then you stop for another, and you just miss it. But yeah, I've got into the habit now of getting up at 6:30 as best I can, 6:30 a.m., and then sitting down, either reading a book or watching some YouTube clips and having some green tea. Very English there, having some tea. And then at 7 o'clock, I then go and skip. So I skip for about 7 to 10 minutes, do some skipping, and then do some kind of yoga stuff and stomach muscles and everything. But yeah, I've got into the habit of doing that. And so I exercise Monday to Friday, although I didn't do much this morning, which is really bad. So Monday to Friday, and then I have the weekends off. But it's just trying to stick to that habit as best you can. So I've got my morning sorted, and then everything else seems to fizzle out. It's just like not doing much for the rest of the day.
I wish I had the room in my apartment to jump rope.
Skip.
Yeah, because it's like you just get in that motion and it's just, you know, it's not really work. It's just you just get in autopilot when you do it. And I can't do it inside because I got ceiling fans. There's no room in here. I'm not doing it in the parking lot.
You should do it.
I'm not doing it.
You can do it now. Do it 4 a.m., 5 a.m., no one's around. Skipping the
bathroom. Sure. Hold on. Let me go do this. I'll be back in 7 minutes.
Okay.
I don't even have a jump rope, but I have to tie two belts together.
Oh. Yeah. They're probably pretty long belts.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm 6 feet tall, so I guess I'm probably...
But you're quite thin then, aren't you?
I don't know.
I'm thin.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Normal size, I guess.
Normal size. Average.
So I need 2 36-inch rope. 2 36 would be 60. Would be 40. Would be 72. Damn, my math sucks at 5 a.m.
My math sucks at any time, not just 5 a.m. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. This is a cool conversation. You know, we just
it's
talk
good.
About stuff.
Exercise habits. Yeah, getting a habit. It's all grooving.
Yeah, I feel bad about saying the prostitute thing. I apologize.
No, but you're half right. I did play a prostitute, but not in the showreel, not in the bit that you saw. Although I did look like a prostitute in that. So, you know, it's not too bad. I'll let you off.
I feel bad you're saying that. You look like a prostitute in that movie. You're like, what? If you could slap me, you probably would have.
Right, you move your head then. Yeah, hang on. No, you're going to clap down here. Clap off screen, and I'm going to slap you. Ready? Oh, no. Right, for starters, that's the wrong way, but it probably looks
okay,
the right
that's
way.
How, on your camera, yeah. that's what everyone saw. Do it again, then I'll do it again perfectly.
You do it again, and you do
it the other way. Do it the same way. Do
there's
the same
a bit
way.
Of a delay. Huh?
Oh, is there a bit of, there is a delay?
So as I hit you, it's like a second or two later. Well, let's try it. Okay, ready?
I'll do it early then. Do it. Was that did that work?
Almost.
I've never done like fake slapping with somebody over Skype. This is amazing.
No, that's brilliant. There's a lot of firsts going on today.
The first one, though, on my screen, you were smacking this way, and my head went the right way, so it looked like you hit me.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd make that work, but now, I don't know. What? Oh, no, it's not going to work if I did this.
You don't
have to go.
Jesus,
if I punch you, then you can just go like that.
Oh,
and
so
then
if I feel bunched, you're like,
Ready?
Go.
Yes, that was perfect.
I got the delay on point.
Yes.
All right. Before we finish this podcast up, let's do some shout outs. You want to do some shout outs?
Sure.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Sean, it's not all about you. Mm-hmm. Do some shout outs.
Hey, so first I just want to give a shout out to Rick and Sarah from Ice in the Face. I did that podcast with them last week and I forgot to plug them on the last show, but go listen to that show. That was awesome. Those guys are awesome. Awesome couple. Awesome. Also, shout out to Rob from Random Ramblings with Rob because he was on the podcast as well. And big shout out to Maggie Carr. She's the actress who starred in Maggie versus the Evil Dead, who was on the podcast. Technically, it was tonight. So, a couple hours ago. And Ted Bracewell, who's the creator of Combat Kids, who is on the podcast as well. Which, fantastic shows lately. And, I mean, the guests have been amazing. I got to say, Allison, you're one of those guests.
Thanks.
Who do you want to give a shout-out to? Anybody, anything.
I'll give a shout-out to Sharina Ingram, who is my housemate briefly when I first moved down to London. And she's also a fellow actress. And she's still living in London now. And she's a great friend. And she's going to be a huge star as well. So, Sharina Ingram, there we go. Shout out to her. Hope you appreciate it, Sharina. And then, everyone who I worked with, Arthur and Merlin, particularly the director, Marco Van Bell, go look him up. And Kat Wood, who co-wrote it with Marco. She's doing great stuff as well, so keep an eye out for her. HSL, because they've given me some great work. So, everyone at HSL Chairs. And that's about it, man. Anyone else who knows me, who happens to be listening to this, which I doubt they would be.
The hunk boyfriend.
He won't. Yeah, he's fine. He's not a social media person, really. But, yeah, hi to Rich. Shout out to Rich.
Hello, Richard.
Hello, Richard. How are you doing today?
He's probably got an amazing accent, too. You should have pulled him on the podcast as well. We should have waited till he got home.
He's out of work, but his is more London. So mine's like Midlands, Birmingham way. His is like Essex town. It's like there. It's like speaking like that a bit. It's like, how you doing? All right, Tal? You all right? It's like,
what's your friend's name? What is it?
Sharina.
You did some YouTube videos where you guys were just hanging out or something, right?
That's true. Yes, we did. They've like dwindled a bit. We only did two when we lived together.
All right, that's fun. You should do more stuff like that. It's fun. It's real.
I know. We will. It's just getting together, I guess. We'll talk about more stuff because she's got some pretty exciting things in the lineup. So lined up. So yeah. So it'd be good to do some more of that with her. Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I got some. I got some rapid fire questions. You want to do them?
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Go for it.
If you have to fabricate an answer, it could be a funny answer or it could be a true answer. There's 10 questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so cake or pie?
Pie. Came to my mind first for some reason. Pie.
One thing you would change about yourself if you could?
Maybe not wear glasses ever again.
Good answer. What's your all-time favorite movie?
Possibly Edward Scissorhands.
Ooh, what a good choice. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
Sean.
If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
It would be let go, be open, be free.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Ooh, well, Johnny Depp probably still is.
What's your weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak?
A machine gun.
Too loud, too messy.
I was saying, oh, I was being too loud.
Build a three topping pizza.
Chicken, mushrooms, sweet corn.
Sweet corn on a pizza. That sounds amazing. I've never tried that.
Yeah.
Oh, ran out of time. Yeah. Screw the time limit. Okay, if you won the lottery today, what are the first three things you would buy?
A car, a house, and a holiday home.
You know what? No one has ever bought me anything when I asked that question. I love it. I love it. I love rubbing in your face, too.
You can come to the holiday home. It might be in Hawaii.
Oh, that's like a 5-hour flight. Hell yeah, let's do it. And one more thing. If you legitly saw a UFO land in an alien get out, would you tell anybody or would you just think everyone thought you were crazy?
No, I'll tell everyone.
You tell everybody, huh? You put that on Twitter. I saw an alien right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you. But if I legitimately saw it, I'd be like, look, guys, how would you not tell anyone?
No, hashtag out of this world.
I can go, you can not believe me, but look, I saw a UFO and an alien get out, so that's it. I know what I saw. Think I'm crazy, who cares? I saw it.
That's so awesome. Allison, you were awesome. Okay, so we reached the end. This kind of sucks. I never want this conversation to end, but it's got to end at some point.
Has been a while. An hour and 20 minutes we've been talking for.
Yeah, I usually do about an hour, between an hour and an hour and a half, so perfect.
Yeah, so that's good. It's good. By the way, I do really like my glasses, so I don't know why I said that.
Well, yeah.
I like them. I'm quite happy with all of myself.
You like them as an accessory.
Yeah. I think they're quite cool. Yeah. I do wear contact lenses sometimes, but which can be a bit annoying.
I can't wear contacts.
Why not?
I have this thing in my eye. I've always had it. It's a little bump. It looks like a whitehead, like a pimple.
Yeah.
On this side, it's in there. I could probably see it if I even got close. No, I don't want to do it. I can't get close. Okay, I'm going to do it. Oh, I can't do it. It's too dark.
Is it too dark? I got it.
See that little white thing in there? Right there?
Yes, I think I can just about see it.
That's weird. I can't believe I just showed you that. Oh, anyways, that thing's... That was awesome. But like when I put contacts on, it constantly rubs against that and it feels like there's something sharp in there.
Yeah, that would be it. That's very
I tried to get contacts like about a year ago and I got out to the car and I was like, it's bugging me. And then I realized why it was bugging me. And I've had that thing in my eye since I was a kid. I couldn't get the contacts out because I never had them in. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just poking at my eye for like 10 minutes. It was red, bloodshot. I go back in there with glasses on like, I can't get these contacts out. The guy had to like tell me how to do it, and which was kind of easy once I knew how to do it.
It is when you get used to it. But I can imagine that not being very comfortable at all, being very frustrating.
I just showed everybody inside of my eyelid on this video. Crazy.
Yeah, all of two people.
This will go on YouTube. This will be on YouTube.
Okay, groovy. This is gonna show, isn't it? When I'm incredibly famous. And they're just going to show it, aren't they? On like, this is your life if they still do that. or something. This is when Allison appeared on the Horribly Awkward show.
What a train wreck. What a train wreck in her career. She almost never worked again. Look at this guy.
No, you're going to shoot me off. You're going to be the catapult that's going to shoot me to stardom.
Oh, yeah, right. Right? If I want to go to stardom first. So let me get there. I'm pulling all my friends with me. So, Allison, you're coming. All my other buddies at podcast, you guys are all coming.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to buy the White House. I'm going to broadcast out of the White House.
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah, hold it to me. So, there's only one thing left to do, Allison.
What's that? Sure.
Hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Tell them, man. Wrap it up, son.
Okay, so, well, my Instagram and Twitter is... Ally, so Ali Harris, Harris. So that's at Ali Harris. And then I've got a Facebook page, which is Alison Harris. So that's Alison Harris. For some reason, I like Ali spelt with a Y and not an I. So I'm just strange like that. So the Facebook is Alison Harris, and everything else is at Ali Harris. And then I'm on IMDb, so you can just search Alison Harris. And that's about it. And yeah, there is that YouTube. You can find me on YouTube as well. I've got my show reels on there. And there is that channel with Sharina, which I can't remember what it's called. I think the channel is just literally Alison and Sharina. And Sharina is spelled S-H-I-R-E-E-N-A, I think. you can look at that. That's not as good as my other stuff. But yeah, there we go. That's it. That's everything.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. So you guys know, here's all the crappy stuff I gotta say every week. It's so long and boring, but Horribly Awkward is found. Horribly Awkward Podcast is found on the BS Podcast Network. So you can find me on BSPodcastNetwork.com along with all the other great shows, which are Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, that's really the name, Dropping Loads, that's really the name, Warpod, Accidentally the Tip, that's a new show on the network, that's really the name. And yeah, you can also find me on Social Dozen. I'm on that podcast once a month, randomly. And I do the Horrible Gamers podcast. Gamers is spelled with a Z. Gamers! Don't ask, because I'm not explaining it to anybody. It's just lame, and we all know that, but we stuck with it. And you can find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast, or my personal account, which I sometimes use. I don't have a lot of followers, but if you guys really feel the pity to follow me, that's @theycallmeIams. Iams is spelled just like the dog food. And you guys can leave me a voicemail at 510-600-3475. Please rate me on iTunes. We reached the end, Allison.
Yay!
Yeah!
It's been so cool, man. I've actually loved every moment of it. Amazing.
Except when I called you a prostitute. It didn't work out for me.
That was the highlight.
That was great. Awkward at awkward's best. So, Allison, what is one thing you've learned on today's show?
I've learned that I look like a prostitute. Yay. What I've learned to that strange, awkward people are people too. They are lovely, kind, funny people. That's what I've learned.
Thank you.
What have you learned?
I've learned that you don't really feel judgmental of yourself, and you can separate yourself from the characters that you play, which is kind of neat.
Okay.
I learned that you go and do extra work, and you don't have to do a lot of work, but you get some money for it. I've learned that you are super awesome. I've always known your accent was super awesome, but I've learned that it's the best accent in the world. I've learned that you got a hunk boyfriend. I've learned that you have a guitar in your house, but you don't know how to play it. And I don't know. That's all I've learned. I've probably learned a bunch of other stuff.
So I told you what I've learned about me rather than what I learned about you, really. So quickly, you've got a kind of like pimple kind of white thing on your eye. You never stayed up at 4 a.m. before to do a podcast. You've got a bald head. You suffer from anxiety a bit. You were really fearful as a child. You've never been on set and as an extra before. What else have I learned? You went to prom with your girlfriend, even though you were scared. That's it, I think.
You learned a lot of stuff. Yeah, it didn't have to be about me. I just ask whatever's the first thing that comes to your mind. I just happened to learn a bunch of shit today, which is cool.
Yeah, I learned a lot about you. That's cool. And you learned a lot about me, so that's great. Should we virtually shake hands? It's going to be the wrong hand, isn't it?
If you do it fast, you can't tell if it's on sync or not.
Yeah. Well done.
Dude, you are so fun, I swear. I can't wait till you have something big and I get to like go to the cinemas here in Fresno and just, yeah, there's Allison, I know her, she blew up, yes! I can't wait, I'm excited for you, you're excited, you got a lot of energy and I could see, I don't know, you're just a fun person, that's cool.
Bless you, thank you, as are you. You are too. And don't, try not to be so... horribly awkward. As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
From London.
Yeah.
Peace. Okay, so this is the awkward part. Let's do a little improv. Do this too. I'm not prepared.
It's good to be not prepared, because then that's when the best stuff comes out.
You're
not prepared. Sometimes. Well, let's see how it goes. It's best not to think about anything. Let's just go. Wrong with
Go okay. Then you start it. Then if you're that good, go for it.
Okay. What are we improvising around?
You told me it's best to not think about it.
Yeah, but then okay, we've got to have a subject matter then. Surely, what did we talk about the other day? We mentioned like the mind, the subconscious.
Oh yeah, my mind is fucked.
Yeah. All right, dogs has come to mind. Let's improvise around dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah, why not? I don't have a dog. Do you have a dog?
I do not. I've never had a dog.
When I was younger, I used to... this isn't really improvising, though, is it? It's telling stories. But when I was younger, I used to find dogs, stray dogs, and then bring them back home to my parents. And they'd be like, that's lovely, Alison, but we're not going to keep it. And I'd be like, darn. And I remember a dog it stayed overnight in our little shed. And then the RSPCA came and collected it the next day. There we go, the end.
That's awesome though. You want to go out and save stuff. That's cool.
I like to save dogs, yeah. I always wanted a dog when I was younger, but we grew up with two cats. And now I quite like cats, so.
Okay, then that's your subject matter. Are you ready?
That's subject dogs. Go.
Oh, that was the best Brussels sprouts. Give me another Brussels sprouts. That was awesome.
I didn't know because I stumbled over Brussels, I think. We'll do it again.
Yeah, it sounded so good, though. We don't know the difference in America.
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that was too, American.
Was it? Brussels sprouts.
You said Brussels sprouts.
Let's just leave that.
Let's do a whole bit on Brussels sprouts.
Okay. No, this is gonna last too long. We're gonna be here for another hour and a half.
Okay, I'm sorry. You don't want to do it. It's okay.
I need some food now.
Yeah, go do your stuff. Yeah, thank you so much though for hanging out.
Thank you. It's great. I'm looking forward to watching it back.
Yeah, I will put out the I'll put out the video earlier. Usually I'll edit it right now, but I'll put it up midweek since I just released one today. I'll probably put it up on Wednesday, but I'll send you the audio through Dropbox.
Okay, bless you. Thank you.
I got it. I gotcha. I got your back.
I gotcha. Okay, Shawnee-o. This has been great.
Shawnee-o. Awesome. Thanks, Alex.
It's alright. Peace.
Peace.
Peace out. I didn't. There we go. Bye.